just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want.
Get out your protective equipment and call your super agent as Mac Time takes note of some super achievements in sports that happened September 4th. In 1953, the New York Yankees became the first baseball team to win five consecutive American League championships. U.S. swimmer Mark Spitz became the first Olympian to win seven gold medals in the tragedy-marred Summer Games in Munich in 1972. And next time you feel sorry for yourself, remember 1993. That's when Jim Abbott, who had been born without a right hand, pitched a no-hitter for the New York Yankees. That's Back Time for September 4th. This is your announcer speaking.
An elderly woman destroys the internet. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. 82-year-old Hazel Phipps inadvertently set off a chain reaction today on her new Dell XPS computer, leaving the World Wide Web in ruins. The retired secretary had been attempting to download pictures of her grandchildren when she hit a key combination that caused servers around the world to overheat and catch fire. Internet expert Miles Woodruff.
No one with any inkling of what they're doing would hit those keys. I still can't believe this is happening.
After a thorough investigation, it was determined that Phipps had committed no actual crime, but as a precaution, her computer has been unplugged and moved to a spare room in the attic. Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Skin-Tight Speedo Wearer.
Mr. Skin-Tight Speedo Wearer.
Yes, we're sure that swimsuit style is all the rage on the beaches of Bulgaria. But here in North America, we prefer to keep our private parts private.
We can tell what your religion is.
Thank you, Mr. Skin-Tight Speedo Wearer, for when you come out of the surf, you alert the rest of us beachgoers as to just how frigid the water is.
Your Audi is now an
Why would you want to accentuate shrinkage?
Someone hand that man a towel, yeah.
Your tacky trunks go by many names. Banana hammock, grape smuggler, torpedo tube, and man sock. But they all equally display the inadequacies of Mr. Skin-Tight Speedo Wearer, a real American hero.
Mr. Skin-Tight Speedo Wearer.
Close your eyes, kids. Here he comes again.
Now from high atop the L.A. Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on L.A. Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is September 4th. It is Thursday and the week is almost over. This is Sam. Susie is not in the studio yet. She's probably on her way. And I just wanted to discuss the economy and the stock market for a moment. By the way, we're going to have great guests today. We have, well, actually two of them. So that should be pretty awesome. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So stay with us. Yesterday we had to skip the show because Susie was sick. She didn't feel very well. So we just put on a replay. And so we apologize. We try to be here every day, but sometimes, you know, we're just people after all. So sometimes it just doesn't happen, you know. So at any rate, I wanted to talk about the stock sell-off the past several days. Today, the Dow fell more than 200 points already. And I guess there are reports of retail sales that are sluggish, and the labor market apparently is not doing well. So, you know, this is very worrisome, and I'm really concerned about this because, you know, usually the stock market is what is known as a leading indicator, and it usually whatever happens in the stock market, and there are several leading indicators like new housing and that sort of thing. So, you know, what that means is that usually whatever happens in the stock market is going to happen to the economy, and you know, I think we're bad off as it is, and now we have to expect some more, you know, more stuff. So, you know, so that's pretty much the way it goes, and hopefully it'll get better, but the economy is definitely not where it should be. And Susie just walked into the studio. Good morning. You can relax and stuff, you know, just...
No, I can't.
Settle in. Why?
Oh, my God, I swear, like, some mornings, like, everything just, like, goes wrong, and it's, like, one thing after the next. I just got in the elevator, and I'm, like, running down the street, ready to throw up on everyone.
Why? Are you still sick?
I'm better, but I'm a little sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I get on the freaking elevator, and I swear, the elevator was packed, and every single button was pushed on the way up here.
Oh my God!
And
how
so
terrible!
Like, oh.
I know, you get like really irritated. Huh?
Yes, yes. It's like every time like you're in a rush, like that happens every single time. And I mean, there were cops everywhere, so I couldn't even like speed and get around them on the road.
Yeah, I know.
My radar detector was freaking out at me, and it was like, slow down, slow down.
I know. It's terrible, you know. I had to take my wife to the airport this morning, and the traffic was just, like, horrendous. I don't know how people go on that 405 every morning.
Oh, God.
You know, and then come back in the evening.
I know.
I mean, it's just like bumper to bumper, you know.
It's the most depressing thing.
Yeah, I mean, there are rush hours and there are rush hours, but mm-hmm. that freeway is totally congested, you know. And I was thinking maybe I'll take side streets. I remember you said you took Venice Boulevard and stuff, but I didn't want to start getting lost. I didn't have the navigation in the car, so.
Take Venice all the way down next time.
It comes all the way downtown?
All the way down to Figueroa.
Really? Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Uh-huh, it's absolutely wonderful.
But as it turned out, the 10 was actually good.
Really? You
know, yeah, it was going very fast.
Hmm.
Yeah, it took me 5 minutes from the 405 to downtown.
Whoa,
5, 10 minutes, yeah.
That wasn't bad at all. You want to know what I don't like about all the highways and everything in L.A.? Like, at least in New York City, you've got window washers. I'm serious. Like, when you're stuck in the fucking 405, like, yeah. and your car's dirty, I mean, the least they can do is have some homeless people come and wash your window for you.
Yeah, but right on the freeway.
It's a parking lot anyway, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah, you're right. So how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling better. I'm still a little bit tired.
What were you feeling yesterday? What happened?
I'm sorry, everyone, about not having the show yesterday.
I already apologized.
Oh.
That's okay.
But yeah, the night before, I didn't have any dinner, and then I just wasn't really feeling that well, and I went to bed early, and, you know, I just kind of had, like, a really bad headache, and then I woke up the next day, and I tried, like, I got in the shower, and I was like, you know, I'm just a little bit tired. If I get in the shower and, like, do my hair and my makeup, you know, I'll feel better. But I seriously almost called you, like, 10 times. I had my phone in my hand, and then I was like, no. I'm like, you're going to feel better as soon as you walk out the door. And then every time I'd start to walk out the door, I was just like, I feel like shit. I was like, I really am not up to par.
Yeah. No, that's fine. And I told you. And I mean, it makes no sense to come to work if you're not feeling well. You know,
I know.
All about coming in and having fun and stuff. You know?
You would not have liked Pukey Susie.
No. So did you throw up a little bit?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
And the worst thing about it all is that, you know, I've got freaking Franz. You know, he's passed out the whole time. And I'm like sick as a dog. I'm feeling miserable. And the only thing that I want is for my boyfriend to hold my hair back and rub my back while I'm puking. What the fuck else is a boyfriend
that,
for?
Huh?
He wouldn't even move.
Really?
So I tried to get back in bed, and I'm like, baby, I'm so sick. I don't feel good. Will you take care of me? And he's like, I'm sleeping.
Yeah. You see, men don't know how to deal with these situations.
Oh,
you know?
They absolutely do.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, when I see somebody not feeling well or hurt or something, I don't know what the hell to do. You
really?
Know? Yeah. I'm sort of like I start getting angry because I, you know, I feel helpless and stuff. I don't know what to do. Yeah. So, yeah, so, I mean, you gotta understand.
Well,
men are a different animal.
If someone tells you what to do, like, you know, baby, I told him, I was like, can you just turn over and, like, rub my belly and, like, pat my hair?
Uh-huh.
I'm fucking sleeping. I was like, you are such a douchebag. Like, seriously. He gets so mad when I call him that, too. He's like, I'm not a douchebag. I'm just an asshole.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Maybe you need to adjust your expectations. Maybe then you won't get disappointed.
My expectations are now zero. Absolutely zero. And, you know, if I don't expect anything, then maybe what little I get will be, you know, a miracle.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I know. Somebody asked me yesterday if you have a boyfriend, and I didn't know what to say. I said, I think so. Kinda.
You know.
So, yeah. So
why? Is he cute? Is he eligible?
People are already trying to pick you up off the website. And
really?
Stuff. Yeah.
Well, you're not giving me but any info.
Well,
is he cute?
I don't know who he was asking for, though.
Oh.
You know, I don't know if it was for him or for a friend or whatever.
Well, Sam, don't be so selfish. You know, you've got to work this.
I'm not being selfish. I just didn't know. I mean, if you want me to fix you guys up, I will. But, you know, I told him the truth. I told him what I knew, which is not much.
Well, Franzi's going to New York for a month in October, so...
Really?
So who knows? All bets are off then.
Really?
Yes.
You think he might come back to no girlfriend, huh?
He might come back to no girlfriend, and I don't know. Wow. Who knows? Who knows what he'll be doing down there without me to supervise and babysit?
Yeah. Oh, so you don't trust him?
I don't know. Yeah. Not so much.
Yeah.
Definitely not so much.
But you've been pretty faithful.
Oh, I've been absolutely faithful.
Absolutely faithful.
This is the first relationship in like a really long time that I actually have been.
Yeah, so
which is kind of weird.
You can't expect the same, I suppose.
I can?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
No.
Well, you should be able to, you know.
I'm telling you, it's like as soon as he thinks he can get away with something, it's on.
Really?
Yes, yes.
So you're saying he's pretty much earned the things you say about him?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not making up things.
Nope, definitely not.
Have you started moving already, your stuff?
I did. Well, I moved one box and I moved my zebra rug, and that's it.
Jeez. It's going to be a long move.
I know. But actually, another one of my exes actually sent me a message the other day. He was like, you know, I don't want you to get stressed out about moving because I know how much you hate, you know, packing all the boxes and, you know, the whole process of moving. I just kind of hate. Mm-hmm. So he found this moving service, which is perfect for me, Sam. Absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
It's called Muscle Man Movers. But.
This reminds me of those bikini car washes.
Oh, hell yeah. It's exactly the same thing. But they bring you a lounge chair and a bottle of champagne and a glass.
And you watch them work.
You watch them work.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, it's so wonderful. Funny. You watch them and they're like tight little wife beaters and they're, sweating as they're moving like heavy furniture.
Oh, they're not like shirtless or anything?
I don't know if they're shirtless.
You can ask them to be. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, what do you mean, really? I mean, you can just ask them. I'm sure they won't mind.
They don't mind being objectified, I'm sure. Excuse me. I dropped this. Would you mind bending over? Yeah. Oh.
What a career. Can you imagine working on your muscles and body so far, and then you're just a mover?
I know. Actually, it's kind of funny because back when I was living in Marblehead, one of my moves that I had, I was living in a tiny studio, and I was moving literally just up the street, but I had so much shit in that studio. Mm-hmm. That I would go to my bar every day and I would complain to my customers. And I'm like, I don't want to move. I don't want to pack. Wow, poor me. Yeah. So one of my customers, this guy Richie, one day comes in with a present for me. And he's like, Susie, you know, I bought you a pack and move service. All you have to do is sit there and watch.
Really?
But, you know, this one didn't come with the champagne. But I didn't know about this company at the time. But so anyway, I'm sitting on my couch and four totally hot men end up walking into my apartment to do all the packing and the moving. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. I ended up sleeping with one of them for like 2 weeks.
Really?
Yes. He was absolutely adorable, but dumb as rocks. And then like he fell in love with me and, you know, professed his undying, you know, devotion. And I'm like,
decided that's time to leave.
I'm like, sweetheart, I'm like, just shut up and smile.
Yeah.
Was that so wrong?
Well, no, you just should have told him you have a commitment phobic here and be careful.
I know. Actually, you know what I think he actually moved to California, like right before I did. And I didn't think he knew I was moving to California. Yeah. Maybe he's still here. Bob, are you out there?
Maybe. How do you keep track of all these names, my God?
I don't know. It is kind of a miracle.
Yeah.
I mean, I did keep a list for a long time, but I don't know. Yeah. I'm good with names, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I'm not.
Bob the Mover.
Wow. So we got a great show today. We have two guests going to come in at 9:30 and then at 10. And
Are they both staying for the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we always have people stay. I just don't feel like kicking people out. Besides, it's fun, you know?
Yes.
I mean, the more people here, the
more the merrier.
Yeah, the more fun it is, you know?
Excellent.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, and I know you're probably going to say no, but...
Oh, no.
But no, I know, it's nothing that major. Yeah. But the girls that tried to bring the animals in, they want to come back without the animals.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, yesterday I just got done talking to the management here, the paralegal or whatever it was, the legal department for like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did you tell them we had no idea that they were going to bring alligators into the building?
Yeah. But then I said, but look, we've been okay with the noises and stuff. She says, as a matter of fact, no, that we've still been getting.
Are you kidding?
No. So, but I found out what time it was and everything, so that host is gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you dropped the axe.
Yeah, because there's no way I'm going to get kicked out of here.
Oh, of course.
And it's only one person, or a group of people, let's say, okay? Oh. But, it just doesn't fit. It doesn't fit at all, you know? And so I told her, I said, you know, it's not going to happen anymore. And, I mean, you know, they don't need to tolerate us, you know? I mean, shit.
There are a million people that can come in this
space. Exactly, you know? So we really, I don't like to stand out as a tenant, you know. I mean, you just got to do your stuff and be careful and mind your own business.
Exactly.
And these people are coming in here and they start yelling and vulgarities and shit like this. And there's people working in the adjacent offices.
Oh, right? I know.
So it's, so yeah, so hopefully that is over. And now the girls with the animals, I'd like them to come in so I can find out what the fuck they were thinking about when they brought an alligator to this building. You know?
I know.
Why do they still want to come? What's the...
Well, I don't know. They just thought it would be really exciting to come and do the radio show and promote, you know, promote their business.
Yeah. I'm sure it would be, but what's in it for us?
They're really cute and fun.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Bring them in.
Okay, I will. I just didn't want to, like, reschedule with them and then have you be like, fuck you, Susie, they tried to bring an alligator in.
Yeah, no, but we're going to have to coordinate when they come in.
Okay, no, definitely.
Because we've got guests coming out of our ass. Yeah, we've got plenty. So, yeah. So the show Tuesday was awesome, huh?
I know.
You listened to it with Nick Manning and his girlfriend and stuff.
I did.
The shit we said, you know?
Oh, my gosh. And Maya ended up coming out of her shell a little bit. At first, you know, she kind of looked like she was miserable and didn't want to be
she
here.
She really did, didn't she?
Yeah. I thought she might have been afraid of, you know, talking into the microphone. Some people, I don't know why, but some people, you know, they get afraid of this.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I would understand that, but it just seemed like she didn't want to be here.
I know.
But then she said she was diabetic, she didn't feel very good. But then, yeah, she totally
came out
of the
shell. And she came out of her shell telling us about the dungeons and wow. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what goes through people's minds, you know, that they end up in stuff like that. You know?
Actually, you know what, while I was recovering yesterday and I was laying on my couch and, you know, because I've been recently unemployed, you know, I cut my cable down to the bare minimum. Uh-huh. And the things that are on TV for daytime TV, oh my god, like seriously, when you only have like the 10 basic channels and 5 of them are in Spanish, but so one of the things, it was like, I don't know, People's Court or something like that,
right.
And I kind of felt badly because, you know, the judge was this older, not older woman, you know, she was probably like 50, uh-huh. But one of the things when they were, you know, announcing the show, they're like, and we've got, and the reason this show is awesome is because we've got the best looking judge on TV, and it's like, it's only because she's the only judge that's under 80, you know, she's not even that good looking at all,
yeah.
But it's like, just by default, she wins because, you know, she's not decrepit, but anyway, back to the point, I'm getting back to my dungeon and Maya story,
yeah.
So the plaintiff was like complaining, you know, I don't know, the two guys, one guy did work for this store, mm-hmm. And the judge was like, what kind of store is it? And he was like, well, you know, it's an adult store. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what kind of adult store? And the guy was like, well, you know, we sell rubber suits and latex suits and, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of tools for fetishes. And the judge is like, really? And he's like, but no pornography, nothing of that sort. And the judge was like, oh, good. But so it turns out the one guy, like, ended up building dungeons and all kinds of sex swings and sex torture racks for this store, and he didn't get paid, and I don't know, but it was just absolutely hysterical watching the two of them go back and forth and watching the judge just die laughing, trying to like keep a serious like straight face.
I know. And these people, you know, you ask yourself, who the hell would go on that show, you know,
because
these are real cases, you know, and they just ask the people, do you want to be on TV? And these people want to be on TV so badly that they just look like fucking morons when mm-hmm. they're on the show, you know, especially when they lose. And
I know.
Yeah, but it's funny watching that. It's like a train wreck, you know.
It's, oh, and speaking of train wreck, I watched Jerry Springer after
that. Yeah, Jerry Springer, that's what I was thinking about. Is it still on?
It's still on. He's
really?
Getting old.
Yeah.
He's getting old and the show is just getting worse and worse. And I feel so badly for some of the people that are on there. I'm just like, you poor woman.
But they've got to be stupid for coming
They're
on in
so
the first place.
They're so stupid. I mean, it's just like, what is wrong with American people?
Or then the cheating husband will come in also. It's like, what are you hoping to accomplish here?
And they all sound like rednecks, you know, like they're missing like half their teeth, and like the women are usually like extremely overweight, and they're like, but I only slept with your friend, bitch, to get back at you because you didn't come and pick me up on time, but I love you, and it's just going on, and then you watch them beat the shit out of each other, and
and all these commercials for jobs and shit, and, mm-hmm. and training, and yeah, everything for people that are at home doing nothing.
You know what? I didn't put two and two together with that. That's really funny that you said that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They do have that. Like, online universities and technical training. And
wow.
Who knows what else?
Yeah. I totally did not put that together.
You have a lot of commercials from lawyers who want to sue people.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
They figured you're sitting at home, you probably need money, you know?
Oh.
Yeah, get you involved in something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I hate lawyers. I really hate lawyers.
I know. They really are kind of scumbags.
They really are. I mean, they're at the bottom. You know, when it comes to reputations of professions and stuff, I think nurses are like at the top and lawyers are at the bottom. Totally at the bottom.
Wow.
Yeah.
Janique dropped out of law school.
I know.
My
she
best
did.
Friend.
Yeah. She doesn't have the personality for it. You know.
I know. Thank
you
God.
Really got to be a son of a bitch to be a lawyer. You know, and I'm not talking about... It's not just criminal law and stuff like this. I mean, because many people will get into law like tax law and and all that stuff. And I guess that's okay, you know. But
even tax law, you know, they're trying to defraud them.
Assholes.
That's not a blanket statement?
I guess it is. I guess it is. You're right. Uh-huh. You're right. Okay.
Take that.
I take it back. Fuck it. I know. You looked hurt when I said it. Don't, you know, I mean, it's fine.
I look hurt just because my eyes are so tired. I'm just exhausted. So I kind of look Chinese over here.
No, but you can always stick it back to me if I say something wrong.
Oh, don't worry. I will.
It's Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, we're back. Sorry. Something must have happened here, and we were off the air for a couple minutes. We apologize.
Damn technology.
Yeah, until I caught the damn thing. So we're back. Of course, you're here with Sam and Susie. We're going to take a... Well, you know what? We'll wait for the break till the guest shows up. So we never finished talking about the weekend. What else did you do that was exciting? I mean, can you still remember?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
My memory is so
selective
sometimes.
So you were house-sitting the two houses, right?
Yes, yes.
And their dogs and cats, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
A crazy animal lady this weekend. I don't know. The one house that I was in, it was just like total relaxation and everything was just pretty mellow. But then, I don't know, I went on a couple different bike rides, you know, that turned into the usual drunken debauchery. But I don't know. I think that was about it. And then I bartended that party for the Grey's Anatomy people, and it was like watching paint dry.
Really? Yeah.
Like, I seriously was watching snails, like, come out of the potted plant that I was standing at. I watched them from 5 o'clock when the sun was, like, on them, and they were completely dried up in their shells, to watch them slowly, like, coming out and, like, making their way across, like, the garden. I'm like, this is fucking boring.
Wow.
But yeah, it actually, and then on Monday, Franzie and I spent the day at the beach, which was pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then just swimming in the ocean.
Were there a lot of people there?
There were a ton of people at the beach.
Really?
But for the first time in a million years, there were not a million police officers at the beach.
Oh, nice.
That's something I can't stand in Venice and Santa Monica. There are so many freaking cops there.
Yeah. But why do they bother you?
Well, they bother everyone. They come by, first of all, you've got police and helicopters that are flying like directly overhead, back and forth, back and forth. Then you've got cops on four-wheelers that drive by on either side of you.
Right.
You know, like literally like 2 feet from your head, all of a sudden you're like, you know, getting some sun. And next thing you know, like you've got a fucking cop on a four-wheeler right in front of your face.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to make sure people aren't drinking and they're not smoking
pot.
Yeah,
I mean, they're trying to protect you, to make it a peaceful place to be.
They're making it not peaceful. They're making me have an anxiety attack because I am smoking pot and I am drinking.
Yeah, on the beach.
On the beach.
Okay, well, there you go. So you deserve to be arrested.
No, I don't. I absolutely do not. You know, I'm mostly...
No, you're right. You're not hurting anybody, but for some reason the law says you can't do it.
I don't know why, like, people can't drink on a beach. You know, if you're out there and you're having a barbecue and, like, you've got your family there and... I don't know. What's wrong with having a couple beers?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. People always have to tell us how to live, you know?
Why is that?
Because some people like control, I guess.
Mm.
They like to be in control. And, yeah, plus this city has become so friggin' under your skin about everything, you know? No drinking here, no smoking there, no doing this, no doing that.
Especially with, like, the smoking thing. I mean, I'm not even a smoker anymore, but everywhere, absolutely everywhere. Don't let me forget, I've got to go to court tomorrow still.
Oh, you do? For throwing out the cigarette?
Yes.
Wow.
I know I'm going to forget about that, so please don't let me forget.
Listen, I'm the last one you want to ask to remind you, okay?
Well, I figure if I ask, like, at least 10 people, at least one person will remember.
Yeah, there you go. It won't be me, though, let me tell you. I fucking forget what I did 5 minutes ago. That's what my wife keeps saying. So,
Well, maybe St. Louis Steve will call in and remind me. Susie, don't forget to go to the...
But by the way, I always forget to ask people to call. Please call in. Our number is 323-203-0815. And if you want to call us on Skype, it's LA Talk Radio. And I didn't bring, like, all these fun news and stuff today. I didn't have a chance. It was a hectic morning and stuff.
You're telling me.
But apparently there are a couple things like the like Sarah Palin, you know, with the pregnant daughter and everything. I guess it's not really hurting her at all.
No.
No. In fact, some people are praising her, you know, and stuff. So, I mean, I don't know. It's sort of like an unclear sort of a thing, you know. And, we were talking about it a little bit and stuff, how kids go off and they become rebellious and do all the things that they do. But you have to admit that that daughter in the picture yesterday holding her sister, her baby sister.
I didn't see that picture.
Yeah, because the governor just had a baby not too long ago.
Okay.
And the 17-year-old is holding the baby, and she's pregnant.
You know? Self-fulfilling
prophecy.
She's
a baby herself.
But seriously, Sam, I just wanted you to think about it. What else is there to do for a 17-year-old in Alaska aside from have sex?
That's true.
I mean, it's dark. It's miserable. You know? You're gonna have to have some fun somewhere.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the Facebook statuses of one of my friends yesterday, it was really funny. It was like, I don't know what sucks more, teen penis, the new 90210 or Palin's daughter. I was like, oh no.
Yeah.
Have you? You're obviously probably not going to watch the new 90210.
I don't know. Did you ever watch the other one?
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah, I never got into it at all.
Oh my god, it was like
how long ago was that? Like 15 years ago, probably, right?
God, am I getting that old?
I don't know, but I mean, it seems like it's been quite a while.
Well, I remember when my parents got divorced, I was like psyched because then I wasn't going to have my mom like supervising me all the time, and I was like, yes, I can watch 90210 all day. Sweet. That was like the highlight. I was like, my parents are getting divorced. This is awesome.
Yeah.
So
they got like a whole new cast and everything.
Yeah, a whole new cast.
Because all the other ones are old.
Yes. And poor Tori Spelling. She's so unfortunate. And now that her daddy's not alive to like run the show, they didn't want to pay her to come back.
Really?
Yes. I feel so badly for her. It's just like...
Yeah.
Little unfortunate billionaires.
Yeah, I don't feel bad for her. Shit. I wish I could be her. Yeah.
No.
Why? With that kind of money?
Who cares?
Oh, fuck.
Not in a million years.
Money and fame? I'll take it.
No way.
No?
Not at that cost. Everyone
hates... Cost of what?
Being that ugly and awful.
Oh.
And having...
Well, she's just a butterface. She's got a great body, though, doesn't she?
No? I don't know. And her boobs are totally fake, and it's like a botched boob job in the middle. I don't know. I just feel badly for her.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely going to be watching the new 90210.
Yeah. I know, I never thought that she was attractive as much as she tries to, you know, with the hairdos and makeup and all that. Yeah, she's just got this...
Some people are hopeless.
Yeah. But you can see that with money you can look pretty good.
I don't know. I'm still going to beg to differ.
Are you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Money can't... I don't know. All the plastic surgery in the world can't help a lot of these people. Speaking of plastic surgery, again yesterday, while I was sick on the couch watching my 5 channels in English, one of them was QVC. Oh, boy. It was Suzanne Summers or HSBN. I don't know, whatever it was, but it was like the QVC.
She's still
one.
Doing that?
She's still doing it, and she has had so much plastic surgery.
Really?
I don't know what kind of prescription drug she's on, but she looks like she is high as a kite doing this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was actually fascinating to watch.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I would like to do like some whole case study on the people that actually watch these shows and take it seriously and buy the shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what's wrong with people.
Did you ever watch Three's Company, the show she used to be on?
Yes, only when I was like home from school sick.
Right.
But, God, that was a long time
ago, too. Yeah, even then it was probably reruns you were watching.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this show was on in the 80s, I think.
She still looks exactly the same, only, like, freakily so.
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, something's off with this woman. And then you look at her arms, and, like, it's all age spots, and, and so it's just
Well, she is older. I mean, she's gotten older, you know. And she's been through a lot, too. I guess she has a book or two that she's written.
17 books, I learned yesterday.
17 books?
17 books the woman has written.
Wow.
Yeah.
But many of them are like about diet and stuff, right? And staying fit.
How much is there to say about dieting and staying fit?
I don't know. But she
17 fucking books by Suzanne Summers?
Yeah. But she did have a book or two on her life, you know, and apparently she's been through, I don't know what, abuse, whatever. But
who hasn't?
I suppose, yeah. You know what I was reading is that 50% of women have been abused in some form or another in their lives.
Really?
Isn't that fucking scary? Or, I don't think in their lives, but in their childhood. In their childhood.
Now, are they considering, like, you know, parental, like a spanking or, you know, some kind
of... No, I think sexual abuse.
Oh, sexual.
Sexual abuse.
Oh, 50%?
Yeah. You know what? It makes sense, though, because it's almost everybody you talk to has been through something, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it is pretty scary to think about it, you know? And
where did you read that statistic? On the Woman Saver site?
No, I read it somewhere. I don't know. I've been reading so much stuff. I've got like 5 books I'm reading with no time to read, right? But I'm trying, so.
You should get books on tape and listen to them in your car.
I listen to Howard Stern in the car.
How much Howard Stern can you freaking listen to?
I can listen to a lot.
I don't understand.
But, I mean, it's not that much, Susie. I mean, you know, it's like half an hour in the car there, another half hour there. That's it, you know? But no, it's fun. It's fun. I like it. And, plus books on tapes, especially fiction ones, are like corny for me. It's like somebody telling me a story, you know? Nonfiction ones are different, you know, because it's like you're listening to a radio show or a TV show or something, you know?
Yeah.
And because it's discussing certain matters. But when it's like, oh, so he walked in, blah, 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 and I just can't get into it. You
don't
know?
Get me wrong. I don't like books on tape either. But
yeah, I know. But that's, yeah. So, no, I mean, and I love to read so much, you know, and I haven't had a chance to. So now I'm starting to find some more free time and making time, you know. So
awesome.
Yeah. So I'm doing that. That's definitely my favorite, you know. I mean, we went out like a couple years ago or a year ago. We bought like a flat screen TV and everything. I don't even watch it.
You know? I know.
I don't know why I need it.
That's why I'm getting rid of mine, you know.
Yeah.
Well, not like, I don't know, totally getting rid of it. Maybe if I want it back someday, my father will be kind enough to
yeah.
let me get it back. Yeah. But the computer, you know, everything I want to watch, you know, you can watch on the computer.
Yeah.
And without having to pay for cable.
Yeah.
My soap opera, I can watch it on the internet.
Yeah. But you might as well connect it to your TV, the computer to your TV, and then you can watch it on your TV.
You know? I'm not even going to bother
with it. But you don't mind watching on the computer?
No, because I can lay in my bed, you know, I can watch it anywhere. And just kind of have the laptop right there.
Yeah, it's not like you have a huge place where you can watch it from anywhere.
Exactly.
Come on.
I've got the world's tiniest apartment, but I'm moving into like another like small room, but in a big house.
Yeah.
So
is it still small where you're moving to?
Well,
it's gonna be a small room, but then you have the rest of the house.
A small room and a nice bathroom, but it's a really like bright, bright, beautiful room. And I don't know, my roommate's gonna be so cool. I really like her.
Yeah.
She's so cute, though.
So what is it, like only a two-bedroom house?
Well, it's a one-bedroom, and then it's got a huge loft on the top floor. Which
a one-bedroom house, really? They built those?
It's a very different, differently shaped house. I mean, it's very long and tall. So there are staircases on either side of it, and it's like, it starts with an office and garage on the first floor, and then it goes up, and there's my bedroom and bathroom, and then it goes up like another kind of terrace-y thing to the kitchen, and then up another terrace-y thing to the living room.
Wow.
And then up another terrace-y thing to the top of the house with her loft. And then there are like 3 terraces out back, too, that just kind of keep going up and up.
Yeah.
And it's all kind of built right into the canyon.
Wow.
So it's
nice.
Neat.
You'll get a lot of exercise if you
I'll get a lot of
now.
Exercise. What are you trying to say? I need it?
No, but that's what's going to happen. That's a lot of stairs.
I know. Actually, I brought Franzi over there the other day. I needed him to carry my zebra for me. Fucker's heavy. But so he got to meet Lisa, my new roommate, and he's like, you guys are going to get along just fine. You're exactly alike. And I was like, what's that supposed to mean? And he's like, you look alike, you act alike, you talk alike, and you both have a huge fucking pile of shoes in the middle of the kitchen. I was like, you're a douchebag. No, I don't.
Yeah.
I was like, I moved that pile of shoes to under the kitchen sink. I don't know what it is with women and trying to get rid of things.
I know.
It's virtually impossible.
Yeah. But you know what I just realized is that, you know, my wife left today, and she's leaving this morning. And,
going anywhere fun?
What's that?
Going anywhere fun?
Yeah, like to Israel.
Oh,
for a couple of weeks, yeah.
Oh, are you
jealous?
So
I just couldn't go. Of course, yeah. I couldn't go because I've got a station to run. But no, the point is I've realized how much I've grown to depend on her. I mean, I used to be so independent. I always lived on my own since I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
I would do my laundry, cleaning, ironing, everything you can think of, you know, totally self-sufficient. She spoiled me so bad, you know. She's taken a total control of the house. And, I mean, I haven't paid the bills. I haven't gone to a grocery store in years.
Years?
Years.
No way.
Fucking years. I've not been, you know.
What the fuck do you do all day?
The house. Yeah, I play around. Okay. I mean, you can see how much work there is, you know. I mean,
absolutely.
Well, so it keeps me busy. And but now I'm thinking, shit, I'm going to have to do all this shit. Go to the bank, do this, do that. Who the fuck's got time for it?
I know.
So I'm feeling it's really difficult because I've become so comfortable. with the situation.
I totally know exactly how you feel. It's so weird how you become like dependent on other people for things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You really do, you know?
It's nice so you can share the responsibilities of things. Yeah. But sometimes, I don't know, if when that person goes away, you're just fucked.
Yeah, you really are. I mean, shit, that's like I'm going to have to relearn everything all over again.
That's the one. Especially having been sick yesterday, I really missed, you know, not having anyone hold my hair and rub my belly.
But what's that about holding your hair? I don't understand.
Well, when you puke, your hair, like, falls into your face.
Yeah, but your hair is not that long to
fall
into your
face. Trust me, it's long enough that it gets into my mouth.
Oh, really?
Yes, and there's nothing like eating your hair while you're trying to you know, be sick and make yourself feel better.
I see. So part of being a woman and throwing up is holding your hair.
Yes, yes.
Or finding someone to do it.
Yes, exactly. But I don't know. I miss having my grandparents around because my grandpa's a doctor, and you know, whenever I would get sick as a child, and my grandmother is the most wonderful caretaker in the world. Yeah. You know, she's just unbelievable. So I would always go to their house and go up in like a wonderful bedroom, and I would get a bell next to my bed. And so if I needed anything, if I was slightly parched, I would ring the bell, and like my Grammy would come running, or my Papa would come running.
Wow.
Oh, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you want Jell-O? Can we get you this? Let me fluff your pillows. And I'm just like, you know what? Why the fuck can't Franz do this shit?
Yeah.
So I grew dependent on like just having my family around. You know, yeah. at least you've got your family here.
Yeah.
Makes me sad.
Oh. Oh.
That's okay. Actually, I think my father's coming to town tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's going to be his girlfriend's first time in L.A.
Wow.
So I don't know. I have no idea what I should do with them, especially Saturday. Actually, maybe like you keep saying, I should take them to Universal or just do something touristy like that.
Yeah, something like that, you know, especially if she hasn't been here. But yeah, take it to all the touristy places. Take it to Hollywood,
it just
Third Street
so,
Promenade. Yeah,
I'm
know.
I'm so sick of all this.
Because you're sick of it. I know. I know exactly what that is. Because I know when visitors come, I'm like, no, not again. Not Hollywood again and all this shit and Venice again and... You know, but you got to take them. I mean, these are the attractions here, you know.
Well, I'm making them come to help me move. So I'm going to take them to Venice and then to Bel Air and then back to Venice and then back to Bel Air.
Well, I don't think our guest is going to show at 9:30, that's for sure, because 9:30 won't be here again today. But we're going to take a little break and we'll be back right after this.
He tried to tell her. And she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time. Just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil. He knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Shadows, well they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Do-be-do-be. Do-be-do-be. unusual, well, no big event. Only time and the way that it was spent. They missed the signs to walk away. Circumstances made them stay. Much too late to break away. Oh, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, and they locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame. No, there's never anyone to blame. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, they locked themselves away.
Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
And not only are we the best morning show, but we're the best station too.
I know.
Did you get those emails I sent
totally
you?
I totally did.
Isn't
those
that
awesome.
Fucking awesome?
Yes.
I mean, you go into Google, you put in Talk Radio, and we're right there, number four. I mean, do you know how many talk stations there are in the world?
No,
and
are there like a million?
We've surpassed all of them.
How did that happen?
I don't know, because... well, because we must be doing something right. You know, I mean, they're starting to realize that, we're about talk radio, you know. And I don't know. I mean, I'm still trying to figure it out because I've never seen anything like this, Susie. I mean, this shit takes years if you ever get to the front page.
I know.
And I mean, you got all the... Just think of all the talk stations in L.A., okay, big ones,
if
right?
If it were going to be like alphabetical or something, you know, L.A. would be all the way at the end or something.
Yeah.
Not first page.
Yeah, and it's definitely not alphabetical at Google. You know?
I know.
I mean, it's like it's based on relevance. And the only things above us is an entry on talk radio at Wikipedia and then talk radio, the film by Oliver Stone. So there's really only one station above us.
And which station is that?
I don't remember.
You're so excited about it.
Yeah, one of those ABC stations or something. I don't know.
Your emails that you send out about that are so cute. You're just like, you're like, oh my gosh, can you guys believe it? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Someone strapped me down, you know. No, it's really exciting, you know. I mean, I can't tell you because it sort of like legitimizes what we do. It's like, gee, if Google can figure out that we're important and we're relevant,
mm-hmm.
then the rest of the world, I'm sure, will see that too, you know.
I know.
So I'm like, so it's really exciting, you know. So to our listeners, if you have any doubts, go into Google, type in talk radio. And in fact, when
you
put in talk radio,
back at you.
Yeah, we're definitely on the first page.
Put it in quotes. That's what you're going to say.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if you don't, we're number 9. If you put quotes in, we're number 4, you know. And because with quotes, it's like an exact match, you know. If you put in just talk radio without quotes, then it just has to have both words somewhere in there.
I remember that from like learning how to do search engines in like 5th grade. No, actually it was like 7th grade. I remember we had like a whole class on learning how to like Google things.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Wow.
I know.
They're teaching that?
Yep.
Wow.
Because back in the day, you know, computers were still pretty new.
Yeah.
Actually, I remember when we first got internet at my house, we had Prodigy for our server.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was like 5 or 6.
Yeah, that wasn't internet yet. They called it like online services. They had America Online that came up It came around after Prodigy, but I remember Prodigy.
Like I had an email and everything with it.
Right.
But so I was part of like a family account. So my dad had like the main account, and then my mom, my sister, and me were underneath my dad. But so I remember at one point I got really pissed off at my sister for something, and I didn't know how to retaliate, and so I changed my password to "fuck Mimi, you're a stupid bitch," all like one word. But so in my impulsive mood to make my password "fuck Mimi, you stupid bitch," I forgot something, like one letter in the password, and so I had to actually submit to Prodigy a thing saying, you know, I forgot my password. So then they sent a thing in snail mail to my father, because he's the main account holder, saying, "Dear S. Raleigh, your password is fuck Mimi, you stupid bitch." So I had my internet privileges revoked. You know, my father opened it thinking it was a bill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my poor dad. He's been through so much.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Did I ever tell you the one time when I was graduating from basic training?
Mm.
When he came to pick me up?
No.
Okay, so right before I left for basic training, he had bought me a new car. He bought me a Jetta. But I decided I was going to park the Jetta in an office space and hide it, or hide everything that I didn't want my parents to find in the car and lock the car. So, you know, I put my bong in there. I've got, like, cocaine in there. I've got, like, a couple vibrators, you know, dirty underwear, just all kinds of random things just thrown into this car, and the car's locked.
Yeah.
So anyway, I call my dad, like, for basic training, and I'm like, "Dad, are you going to come to my graduation?" He's like, "Yeah, I was thinking I'm going to drive your car down." And I was like, at which point the drill sergeant's like, 10 seconds left in the phone conversation. And so I couldn't be like, "Oh, Dad, watch out for the eight ball and the arm, and like the armrest and, you know, the bong that's in the trunk." So I didn't say anything. But meanwhile, if my dad drove that car onto an army base, it gets searched and my father would get put in jail. So, like, this was like a serious thing, Sam. So anyway, he comes to pick me up from basic training, and my car is spotless, and it's empty. It doesn't have anything in it.
Oh, wow.
And so I can't, like, there's like an elephant in the car sitting there between my dad and me on the way home. And I just want to ask him, like, "Dad, like, what happened to all the illegal things and, like, dirty sex toys that were in the car?" But, you know, he doesn't say anything, so I don't say anything, and we drive 12 hours like this back to New York. But so then this was right before Christmas. And so all of a sudden, for Christmas, he has me and my sister, like, pick. He's like, "All right, Susie, you pick first. Which present do you think is yours?" Because he's got a room full of presents. And I see this huge bag, you know, with all the stuffing coming out of the top. And I was like, "Ooh, ooh, is that mine, Daddy? Is that mine?" And he's like, "Yep," as he's sitting back in his chair, like, smoking a cigarette with a scotch in his hand. And so I run over to the bag. And my sister's FBI agent boyfriend was there at the time. And so I rip all the stuffing out. There's my bong. Merry Christmas. Oh, there's the cocaine. Oh, there's my dildo. And so he's just sitting there with his arms crossed looking at me, being like,
God.
"Suzanne, do you know what would have happened if I had driven on base?" Can you believe that?
Wow.
I mean, un-fucking believable. Like, the way he's got, like, I don't know. He's just very sneaky with the way that he gets back at me for things.
Yeah.
Giving me this shit for Christmas? I mean, come on.
How old is your dad?
I think he's 61 or 2.
Oh, okay. So your sister is older, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm the baby.
Right.
Can't you tell?
How much older is she, the oldest?
Mimi's 2 years older, and then I've got another sister, Kate, who's 30, and then a stepsister who's 30.
I see. Okay, wow. Big family.
All girls.
All girls.
Yes, yes. Wow. Can you imagine?
A lot of vagina running around.
Oh, hey. Don't talk about my sister's vagina.
Unsupervised.
Yes.
No, I didn't talk about them specifically. I just said, yeah.
I know.
You got to get used to this, you know?
Oh, I know.
I mean, I walk on the street, down the street, and all I do is look at boobs, you know? I mean, how can you ignore them? They just stick out, you know? They're just so beautiful.
Actually, I stopped this morning because I was so sick over the past couple days. I didn't eat anything, and so I woke up this morning, and I was just so hungry. Mm. You know when you're so freaking hungry that you're just going to die?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was like 2 minutes late today because I actually ran into a McDonald's. But I'm wearing this little white tank top, you know, and it's kind of a little bit see-through. But so I literally go running through the parking lot, and like my little boobs are bouncing up and down. And it was in a mostly Hispanic neighborhood. And so those guys are not ashamed to like look.
No,
I mean, they get
no.
in a group.
Yeah.
And they're just like, they just stare and
they're
stare
like
and stare.
They're like fucking wolves, you know?
They're like wolves.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they don't really, I don't know how to react sometimes to these people. And I'm just like, all right, they're my boobs. Leave me alone. You know, whatever. Yeah. But then the same thing, once I parked the car and was running over here, like, everyone just is turning their heads and watching my little boobs bounce, like, left, right, left, right, in slow motion. And I'm like, you guys are dogs, every fucking one of you.
Well, we are, and you take advantage of it.
I know,
right?
I know.
Yeah. I mean, no bra.
When it works to my advantage, why do I have to wear a bra? They're cute, perky.
Well, yeah, but the thing is that usually...
Bras are restrictive.
No, they are. But the thing is, it's not very common to see women with their nipples sticking out.
I know.
And the breasts. But yeah, I mean, a nude looks perfect, you know. But what I'm saying is, it's still, it would draw a lot of stares.
Yes, that know? It does. Growing up, my mother, or actually not growing up, but once I turned like 18 and my mother finally realized, you know, that I was never wearing a bra, she freaked out. As did my grandmother. Like, at one point, I showed up to a dinner with my grandma and sister with my boobs like this. Uh-huh. And my grandmother was like, oh, Susie, oh, Lordy, oh, go to the bathroom and wrap some toilet tissue around yourself. She wanted me to wrap fucking toilet paper, like, ravel it around my little boobs.
Wow.
I'm like, no, I am not raveling toilet paper around myself. I'm like, you need to get over it.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
Just because you have, like, triple Ds and they, like, hang down to your knees and you have to wear a bra, it's not my fault. Don't take it out on me, people.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes I see very flat girls wearing a bra, I guess just to, you know, because like, look, in a business environment and stuff like that, you couldn't walk around like that.
And that's unfortunate. Oh, yeah. Like,
but that's why you're not in the business environment.
I know. Like at the Go Topless thing, the He-Man. Remember that
yeah,
He-Man woman?
That woman, yeah. I put her on in the comic book and I wrote grotesque.
Oh, I have to see this comic book. I really do.
Yeah, it's funny. So, yeah, so what about her?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, at the march, she was telling everyone how, you know, how she's like, it sucks that I can't have my breasts bared at the office, and how I have to wear a bra, as her, like, nasty, fat, like, sloppy, sweaty tits are, like, hanging down and sagging all over the place. And yeah. I think I threw up a little bit in my mouth, like, when she said that. Or maybe a lot of bit in my mouth. I don't know. It's like, some people should not be topless.
No. They should be totally covered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She was one of them.
Yes. Freaking
when you go to the beach, do you go to Venice Beach?
Usually down closer to Santa Monica, but not by the pier, kind of at a midpoint, because the water quality is not so good.
Mm. Yeah.
Which always kind of freaks me out.
It's terrible.
I know, on Monday, actually, when we were swimming, there were all these little, like, fluorescent green bubbles all over every single wave.
Wow, pollution.
It's definitely pollution. Yeah. You know, as I'm, like, having the waves, like, splash over my face. And I'm like, what is this radioactive sludge that's fucking sitting
Maybe
here?
Maybe that's why you get sick. Who knows?
You know what? That very well could have been.
What if some of that water got into your mouth or something?
Oh, I definitely swallowed a huge mouthful at one point.
Wow.
And I was in there for probably, like, an hour and a half straight.
Really?
I didn't even think about that.
Now, how can you stand the cold? I mean, that water is freezing.
No, don't be such a pussy.
I am a pussy. But let me ask you this. When I walk on the beach and the water hits my feet, they get numb. So how can
please.
You tell me it's not cold?
It's not cold. Oh, my God. Like, growing up on the East Coast, the water's so much colder. Out here, it's like, I don't know, it's like bath water.
Okay.
Some people, I don't know.
Let's exaggerate a little bit. There's
no
way.
It's not exaggerating.
Okay,
not at
maybe
all.
I'm going to the wrong beaches. I don't know.
You know where you should go to a beach? You should go to Maine.
Maine?
Maine. That is cold fucking water.
Oh, and the state of
the
Maine.
The state of
Maine.
Oh,
I thought you meant like Maine Beach or something.
No, the state of Maine. If you want cold fucking water, Sam, you go to a lake in Maine.
Really?
Oh, my God. I used to have a Newfoundland when I was growing up, and Newfoundlands love any kind of water, and they'll swim in absolutely anything. We brought my dog Bear to Maine with us to go camping. Mm-hmm. Bear wouldn't touch the fucking lake water.
Really?
We had to, like, drag him into it, and he was like, just, like, crying and miserable. But, yeah, so that's some miserable freaking water out there.
Yeah.
But not out here. This is absolutely lovely water. I mean, the only reason I wear a wetsuit when I go surfing is, well, A, because it looks really cute. But I have the cutest wetsuit ever. It's adorable.
Really?
But also, you know, so you don't get the rash from being all rubbed up against the board the wrong way.
Right.
So, did you ever learn how to surf?
No, I would like to.
Really?
It actually looks like fun, yeah.
It is fun.
But
you have to get over the cold water first.
Yeah, I do. Now, doesn't the wetsuit help a little bit?
With the warmth?
With the temperature?
If you pee in it.
Oh. I thought that's why many people wear it, so it'll protect the body.
No, it does. It insulates you.
Yeah, it does.
You know, you still feel the cold a little bit, but I don't know. That always kind of freaked me out that people always peed in wetsuits. Because then you borrow someone's wetsuit, you're just like, okay, I'm like putting my, I'm like wrapping myself in someone's urine. Now.
How
that's
disgusting.
Kind of disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into the golden shower kind of thing, maybe, I don't know. But not me, definitely not.
Well,
where did our guest go?
I don't know, but we have another one scheduled right now. We'll see if she'll show up.
Oh, no.
Somebody's about to show up today. Watch, they're both going to walk in at the same time. But what are you going to do?
I don't know.
But Yeah, getting downtown, sometimes people have trouble getting here.
Yes.
So, plus my phone's been ringing. So, which brings me to the fact that my phone yesterday...
You were talking about the Mac store before.
Exactly. I have an iPhone, and I realized yesterday... Well, I didn't realize. My wife tells me, she says, how come you're not answering your fucking phone? You know, when she got home, I said, it never rang. So, she says, well, check it.
I hate that excuse.
Yeah. But I'm checking it. No missed calls, no incoming calls, nothing. And I haven't received any calls at all. And then I'm trying to call my phone, and it doesn't work. Try to send text and it doesn't work, but I can call out. So I'm like really irritated. I'm like, who knows how many calls I've missed already?
And there's no call
voicemail.
Off.
The voicemail on the iPhone is like, you know, it's not like you just call and
you
listen.
You can't call from a landline, right? And check your voicemail on the iPhone.
No, I don't know if you can. You can.
I don't think you can.
It still works. It's just that there's an interface on the iPhone, so you can just click on things and listen to the messages rather than go through all of them. You know, so I get really irritated. So we went to the Apple store. You have to have an appointment.
You have to have an appointment?
Yes. And that whole store is friggin' full, and there's a line huge of people waiting to be helped by the tech support there. And he says, well, we don't have any appointments till Friday. I said, what am I supposed to do? I'm running my business with this phone. So 2 minutes later, he says, okay, how about if you stand by? And 2 seconds later, he's like, oh, you can go, you can have your turn now.
Are you kidding
me? So we go there, and the guy is like, oh, well, you're going to have to go home and update your software, first of all, and then come back. I said,
Fuck you.
Yeah, I said, so what? But then I can't come back till Friday. What am I supposed to do? Why don't you just do it now? Well, this is the step we have to take, first of all, to troubleshoot. So, okay, so fine. So I went home, I reinstalled everything, there's nothing. Still doesn't work.
Aye, aye, aye.
So I got really pissed, and I thought, okay, I'm going to go there and cause some commotion today. And so sure enough, I'm on my way back, and the phone starts ringing, and it was my wife. So it's working now.
It just worked out of nowhere.
Yeah. So so the thing is, my phone has been ringing here while we've been talking, so maybe it's one of the guests saying they're stuck or whatever. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. But whatever. What the hell?
So you're saying I shouldn't get a Mac because the tech support sucks.
No, but the thing is, there's just too many people. There's too many people.
I know.
Yeah, and yeah,
I get anxiety attacks. Like, did you go to a mall or something?
Yeah, it was at the mall. Yeah, that's where the Apple store is.
I freak out. I have anxiety attacks when I go to malls. Like, there are all these just people. I mean, I'm a relatively happy person, but like when I get into a situation there where there are just a ton of people, I want to get in. I want to get to like the Mac store or wherever Victoria's Secret, you know, and pick up my underwear, whatever I'm going to get. Right. I want to get in and get out. I don't want to, like, be prancing around the mall with, like, all these other people that are just buying all this useless shit that they don't need. And everyone's, like, in the way, and everyone's walking, like, five people abreast and taking up the whole fucking lane. And, it just drives me nuts. So I have, like, anxiety issues with malls.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But now, what's an anxiety attack like? I mean, do you really have them, or is it just a figure of speech for you?
It's kind of a figure of speech, but, like, I don't know. Like, I just get so angst that I just want to, like, kick everyone out of the way and just like I want to do what I used to do in New York City when I was a little kid. If I was like late for an audition or something, all the fucking Chinese tourists are like, oh, Empire State Building, oh yeah, look, with their fucking cameras pointed upwards. And that's fine, that's nice, take pictures of New York, yes, it's beautiful, it's famous, you want to come and like show that you've been here, but get the fuck out of my way. People have places to go and things to do, and I seriously, when I get an anxiety attack, the way I feel, like, my chest just kind of closes up and I get so angry. I just want to, I put my elbows out like this to the side, and I literally will just knock people out of the way and turn, like, side by side, kind of swinging my elbows at them, being like, get the fuck out of the way, move with the purpose.
Wow.
Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you.
Yeah, something like that.
That is so appropriate, you don't even know.
Yeah, well, I don't know about anxiety attacks. I think some people do get anxiety in crowds, and then they start, like, I don't know what happens to them.
Mine's severe annoyance to the point that I want to just,
like, I don't know if it's an anxiety attack. I think you just get, like, because I get stressed out when there's a lot of people, too. When there's a big line or traffic or whatever, I'm like, I just get under so much pressure, and I have to get out.
Yes.
You know? But I don't know if it's an anxiety attack, you know, because when I spoke to people who have it, I mean, I don't really remember much, but apparently it's like you become paralyzed. You know, you can't really move or function or anything. You're just like, sort of like frozen.
Well, I don't know. Maybe if I stayed in the situation long enough, I would become that way.
Yeah.
But usually I'm like in such a rush to get out of there that I'll like freak out, or I'll just like forget. I'll just say fuck whatever I was going to buy and like run away. Run back out to the open spaces. Aww.
Yeah. I know.
Says the two people that live in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
With like a million people everywhere all the time.
I know. There's so many fucking people here. I was telling my wife on the way to the airport, I said, there's more people in this town than the entire country of Israel. You know, I mean, that's...
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do we have here? Like 8 million maybe? Five, six? Israel's got 5 million people.
That's insane.
Yeah, and it's a very small country. But imagine that we have more in just one city here. You know?
That's unbelievable.
It's no fucking wonder it's so congested here, you know?
Now, what happens... You were never in the military in Israel, right?
No, I left when I was 16.
Are you allowed to do that?
No. But I left like on a vacation and I never went back.
Oh no. Yeah. Wait, so if you go back now, aren't they going to be like, hey, you...
No, there's nothing they can do with me. What are they going to do with a 48-year-old, right? And who has never been trained. I've never been to basic training or anything. What the fuck are they going to do with me?
Couldn't they send you... You know, they could be like, ah, you have a radio show. You'll be good for communications.
Yeah, either that, like, yeah. There. Or like computers or whatever. I'm sure they could. But nah, they've got plenty of people now.
But so like they won't make any kind of issue with your passport
or
anything?
No, I've gone before. I've gone back before. But the unfortunate thing was that many years after I left, I couldn't go back.
Aww.
Yeah, because they would have grabbed me for the military. And it's not like I had anything against it, but I already built a life here. You know, I didn't want to be grabbed there and be held for 3 years.
Absolutely.
You know, so, but yeah, there everybody goes to the military. At 18, bam.
So is your wife Israeli?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crazy.
I thought the second time I tried Israeli. Because I've always been with Americans since I came here, you know, so... I just sort of like thought, okay, well, let's try and let's see.
Was she a mail order Israeli, or you find her here?
No, we met on J-Date here.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't really think that. That's so funny. My friend, my friend Cameron was actually on a billboard for J-Date.
Really?
I call him. He's like my typical Jew. That's so funny. I didn't really think it existed. I thought it was just kind of a joke.
No, we're a success story, definitely.
No way.
Of online dating, yeah.
I never knew that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool, you know. And look, it worked, you know. And so, yeah, we met here. And I wasn't really even out to find an Israeli. I just thought, okay, I tried Match.com. All assholes. Nothing, you know, half the people don't even respond. And they're just nasty and stuff. So, and nothing happened. And then I thought, okay, so let me try J-Date and see what happens, you know. And
that's so
it's like,
funny.
Yeah, it didn't even take a few days and we met, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I feel like I would be discriminated against, though, if I joined J-Date.
No, first of all, you don't have to be Jewish to join it. I mean, they're not going to come and check your fucking birth certificate or anything.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for a Jewish man or for, you know, whatever, yeah, of course you can be there. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, if you want a nice Jewish man, that's a place to go.
But wouldn't they see me and be like, you're not a nice Jewish girl. Bad.
Yeah, well, but not everybody's going to say that, you know. But, yeah, you never know. Except, you know what? It makes little sense maybe for you to go on there.
It makes no sense?
No, it doesn't. There's plenty of other ones. You're on eHarmony. Does anything work there? Does anybody ever approach you? Anybody?
I get a ton of things. Well, actually... When I drunkenly did join eHarmony, I get all my emails and things on my phone, and I sleep with my phone like next to my head because it's my alarm clock too.
Right.
And so I didn't want. Well, actually, I used my real email address at first, and all of a sudden, like in the middle of the night, you know, with Franz sleeping next to me after we'd gotten right back together again,
right.
My phone's like ringing off the hook, and it's like eHarmony, you've got a match. eHarmony, you've got a match. So I finally like had to switch my email to something else, to my other email that I don't really use very much. That way my phone wouldn't be ringing all night and he wouldn't find out my eHarmony secret. The cat's out of the bag at this point, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't actually been on the site in a long time. I keep forgetting about it.
Yeah.
And now that I've been having my computer issues, I don't know. I'll just have to wait.
Yeah.
Do it on another day.
You know what I'm starting to think now, Susie? Maybe
what?
They're not letting them upstairs.
Why?
Because it's two guests that are not here.
Well, why do you think they wouldn't let them up?
Because, I don't know, maybe because they're not on the list or something. Because I stopped putting people on the list. I got tired of it. But they've been letting people up regardless.
I know.
But, I mean, for two people to not be here on time is not possible at all.
Well, why don't we take a break and check your phone?
Check my phone?
Yeah, to see if they called. You said you missed some calls.
Yeah. Okay, let's do that. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back.
Are you a family values candidate with a daughter who's in the family way? Be sure. Use the RNC EPT, the only Republican convention-approved early pregnancy test.
Anything yet?
No, but once we see the little red state on the indicator, we'll know for sure.
The keynote speaker's running late, and so are you. For your peace of mind, the RNC EPT lets your mom knock her political opponents while finding out if you're knocked up.
Well?
It's positive! We're having a scandal!
So if you're wrapping up your big political speech and your team didn't wrap up the latest poll, trust the RNC EPT. For when a chicken in every pot comes with a bun in every oven.
Bumper's so funny. The EPT, oh my god.
Yeah. I know, they're not going to leave them alone with this.
No, definitely not. It actually it reminded me of, I don't know, just peeing on a stick. Well, that's how you do the pregnancy test, you know? So last night at 10:30, I actually felt well enough last night to go to my biology class. And then my sister, who's a doctor, had a friend who was in town that I haven't seen in 10 years. And I kind of thought it was weird because, you know, I've been getting text messages from this guy, you know, every day. Oh, my wife and I are in town. We'd love to see you. We'd love to see you. Yeah. I'm like, I don't even remember who this fucking guy is. All I remember was that he had this crazy Jufro from the one time that I met him. But apparently he's in the Army now and he's a urologist. I went out to meet him and his wife last night in Santa Monica, you know, for like an hour. And we just hung out and talked for a little bit. But it's seriously like, what do you say to a urologist? It's like, how do you decide you want to be a urologist?
Yeah.
And he's like, so I asked him that, and he's like, because I like cock.
Yeah, is that what he said?
Yes. And I was like, well, you know, girls pee too. I mean, it's not just one or the other. I'm like, how do you like...
This guy's married, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually to a woman who converted to Judaism for him.
Really?
But so I was looking around the place for him, their little restaurant, and I couldn't find him. I couldn't find him because he didn't have his big Jufro. Because he shaved it off for the military.
Oh, I see.
But yeah, so that was an interesting hour with them. Sweet couple, but, you know, a pediatrician and a urologist in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, for those of you wondering where the hell the guests are, I'm wondering, too. And one of them left a message that she's stuck in traffic and she's not going to make it. But where's the other one?
I don't know.
I don't know. The Detroit mayor, if you remember, there was a little scandal there of him having an affair and everything. And So he was.
It's not even scandal anymore. It's mainstream. Everyone should just have an affair and get it over with.
Yeah, but the problem is they lie, you see. And then when you lie.
What were they supposed to do? Say, yes, I did have an affair?
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that they won't get caught.
Because eventually they admit it anyway, you know. And he pleaded guilty to charges resulting from a sex scandal and is to resign from his office today. So,
and that's the Detroit mayor?
Oh, he'll go to jail and serve 120 days.
Go to jail?
Yeah. Because of that affair happened that interfered with his job or something. And
was he the one that was giving away like baseball tickets and golf trips to Scotland and everything?
I don't know that it was.
I was listening to NPR on the way down here today for the first time in my life. And I was hearing that someone... No, I think that guy's going to jail. I don't remember who it was, but he's going to jail for like 3.5 years for having his affair and for having it interfere with his job.
Right.
Who thought that sex could cause so much scandal?
Yeah, who could?
I think that should be illegal.
Yeah, people are so fucking uptight about sex. You know, it's just amazing.
I know.
But maybe that's what makes it so
good.
Like, yeah, so like
the
attractive.
Fact that it's so risque.
You know? Yeah, because of that. You know,
I don't know.
Whatever.
I feel like the poor politicians in the public eye. That sucks. Yeah, they've got so much pressure. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
and they need to go and get a little nookie elsewhere to like relieve the stress. That's okay.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, they have to be prepared that everybody is going to know about it. You know, you can't do it in secret.
Well, how are you? How else are you supposed to go have an affair and like have it? you can't have it just like
divorce your wife or whatever. You know, I mean, no, then don't have a fucking affair. What do you mean? How is he supposed to have one? What is that like? His right?
I don't know. It's not his right. I just think it's a shame because it's I don't know. I think it's a private matter, and I don't think it needs to be made public or become that big of an issue.
Well, but look, if he has an extramarital affair, okay, and he uses public funds to fund it.
Well, if he's using public funds.
Yeah, but mostly they do. You see, that's the thing. They take care of these women and whatever, you know, and where do you think they get that money, you know?
Taxpayers.
Yeah, exactly. We finance all those affairs and shit.
I don't mind keeping a few women here and there.
Yeah. But you know where I need to go today is get a massage because it's been a while. And my body's like, because, you know, I don't do a lot of physical activity. I mean, you're on the bike a lot and all that shit. But I just work a lot and I sit on my ass all day. So I feel like so, tight. Like I need...
Maybe you should
I
go...
I need to stretch, like one big stretch. So I'm going to do a Thai massage.
Did I tell you about my Thai massage that I had?
No.
Are you going to get a happy ending with your Thai massage?
I don't know. Not in the places I've gone.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been asked for one either at one of those places, and I was always a little bit upset because my friend Aaron used to tell me that he always got asked for it, and he was always like freaked out. He's like, "What? You know, I just wanted to have my regular massage," and he wasn't expecting this. And all of a sudden, you know, he gets propositioned by the lady at the end, and he's like, "No, no, just keep rubbing. You know, keep bending me this way."
Really?
But have you ever had a Thai massage?
Yes, and they
mount you.
They do, and they fold you into knots and shit. But that's why I think I need that one and not a Swedish massage. I need them to stretch my whole fucking body.
I know. They are so unbelievable because I'd always had like the really nice like spa massages and things at like Canyon Ranch and all these other like resort spas.
Right.
And like the soothing like rock fucking massage. I can't stand those ones. They're so. I'm like, you know what? Don't waste my time or my money in like putting hot rocks on my back. Like, get in there with your hands and your elbows and like rub me hard.
Right.
But so anyway, for my first Thai massage, I went probably just about 6 months ago. And I had been working out so hard, and I was so sore. I literally could not get off my couch. My body was like, just in a huge knot.
Yeah.
So I crawled literally out my door in Venice to this Thai massage place, and I walk in having no idea what to expect. Mm. And the place was kind of dirty. You know what I mean? But I'm used to having like my own room and the masseuse,
right.
Not like curtains like hanging between you and like kind of like a dirty little mat on the floor, and you put your arms out like sideways, and all of a sudden you're touching hands with someone who's one curtain away. You hear the guy next to you being like, "Oh yeah, oh baby,
really?
And, yes,
what a fucking place is that?"
I know, but all of a sudden, you know, I get down and like the little Thai lady, her name was Susie too, and she just totally mounted me and just started stretching my legs and wrapping it around my neck and pushing me this way and that. Mm-hmm. And I left that place like in love with her.
Yeah,
it feels like
they're breaking you apart, but it really feels good afterwards.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, they stand on you, they fucking walk on you.
I wouldn't think that you would be the kind of person to like that kind of thing.
No, I do.
Really?
Yeah. Why not? Why wouldn't I like it?
I don't know. I thought you would have been more of a... no offense, but like a prissy spa massage kind of guy.
No, I like those too, yeah. But they have, they have Thai massages in those places too, you know. So in the nice places, they also have Thai massage and shit.
Ah.
You know.
TJ just walked in and you see the look on his face.
We finally have a friggin' guest here, you know. I mean... We have two guests that flaked out, and TJ McCormick just walked in, and this man has been out of town for 2 weeks, and we've really missed the hell out of him, right?
Lucky man.
Yeah. Ah. TJ, welcome back, my friend.
Hello.
I kind of missed you.
I kind of missed you.
Only kind of missed you.
First of all,
yes.
Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you too.
I saw loads of you on the website.
After our guest on Tuesday, the word "load" has a different meaning here.
Oh yeah, did he show you anything? Did he show it to you?
No, he did not show it to me. He brought his freaking fiance. So
were you curious?
Well, he
would have done it.
Yeah, no. This is a guy that's famous for his line "dropping loads." That's why she
really?
Brought it up.
That's lovely. What was his
loads.
Name? Which one was
Nick
it?
Manning?
Nick Manning.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know him. I don't know who he is, but I'm sure he's. Do I have this glow about me? Do I have a Sarah Palin glow about me?
Uh-oh.
Did we watch it at all? Did we watch the speech last night?
No, we left it for you so you could do commentary for us.
Tell us all about it, TJ.
She is
you like
a
her?
Dream. I
really?
Love her.
Really?
If I wasn't married and she wasn't married,
no.
I would go to Alaska.
Really?
I don't think it matters these days.
She's awesome.
Really?
She's hot too? My wife, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, she
gorgeous. I don't see that, but maybe I haven't seen her up close yet.
Oh, she's gorgeous. She's like you know, a friend of mine is a red carpet photographer, said that Tina Fey is maybe the most beautiful woman that this girl's ever been around.
I love Tina Fey.
Oh, she's very beautiful, isn't she? With that, she got the glasses, hot for teacher thing. It's exactly what Sarah
the naughty
Palin.
Librarian.
Absolutely, it's exactly what Sarah Palin's got going on.
What's her daughter have going on?
5 months pregnant. It's amazing. First of all, her speech was through the roof, earth-shaking, unbelievable conservatism, and it's just amazing because you know what? This is what I take away from what's been going on for the last several months of that Democratic primary. We saw the hypocrisy. That is the power in the Democratic Party, where you had a party that was supposed to be the party of tolerance and inclusiveness and never ever talk about the color of someone's skin, and that's all it became. It all became about the color of Barack's skin. And for the last 5 days, we have heard things said about this woman, Sarah Palin, that we would never ever say about a male. Can she do the job? She's a mother of five.
Right.
Mm. Well, Barack Obama's got two young children.
Yeah, but he's not a mother. But DJ, it's different.
He is. Oh, he's a mother. He's a mother, all right. He's a whole different guy.
Yeah.
No, you know what, though? You see, there you go. But here's the thing there, Sam. This is what I'm talking about. You're right. He's not a mother. And you know what? Forever and ever, we've been hearing people on the left, ugly, nasty, disgusting, vile women like Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi.
Right.
All right, women talking about how a woman's place is not in the home, how a woman can do whatever she wants in her life.
Right.
Well, why not this one?
Because she's still young and she's got young kids, Pelosi and stuff. You know, she's got probably
Pelosi,
grown kids.
Yeah. But yeah. How long do you think Pelosi's been? You think Pelosi just got into Congress, just became the majority leader?
No, not at all.
Speaker of the House. She was the mother of young children when she came into the Congress.
That's what a nanny's for.
Yeah, but they ask you, you know, somebody raised the question of like, you know, what if there's like a moment where there's an emergency in the family that she needs to be there, and also she's needed on her job.
Right.
You know, what's going to happen? How's she going to run a country when she's got problems at home?
But
then again, it could happen to anybody,
that
right?
It could happen to anyone.
It could happen to a man as well. What I'm saying is that this party that talks about women's rights and equality and equal pay for an equal job and all that stuff, what I'm saying is it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
This is an absolute, it is a party of hypocrisy. It is a party of lies. Liberalism is all about lies and redistribution of wealth and just perks for the people at the top. They actually care.
Okay.
Because and I'll wrap with this.
Okay.
If they really
you don't have to wrap.
If they really actually cared, if Hillary Clinton and Nancy Pelosi and all the other women in the Democratic Party really actually cared about women, and not just themselves, about women as a group, as a gender, then they would have been out first, front and center for the last 24, 48 hours saying these attacks on her are absolutely BS. Do I wonder if she's qualified? Sure. But me as a woman, I want to say right now that she is a mother, but she can do the job. We should not be taking her
But it's not the job of your rivals to... you know, to make you look good.
But if it's their life's work, supposedly, mm-hmm. to be advocates for women in the workplace, Sam.
I agree with you on that.
If it's supposedly their mantle.
But that's what's wrong with politics, is that people only have the affiliation to the party and they don't care. And that's especially with conservatives. I mean, you listen to those Rush Limbaughs of the world and stuff, they will never criticize the president.
That's not true. You know what? You see now, Sam? Now that tells me that you don't listen. That tells me that you don't listen in Russia.
You're right. I don't.
And so you got to be careful when you make the criticisms.
I've heard some of the stuff he said.
You're looking at one right now. Yeah. I renounce the Republican Party because George Bush has not done what I elected him to do. Yeah. Rush Limbaugh is only now starting to give John McCain some kind of a benefit of doubt for picking a true conservative. Mm-hmm. I tell you right now, conservatives are actually completely the party of intellectual honesty. Conservatism is about intellectual honesty. George Bush has been railed against. Against from the get-go at times because he's the one who's made deals with Teddy Kennedy for education bills. John McCain made deals with Democrat Senator Russ Feingold for campaign finance reform. So these are conservatives are the first ones to come out. It's Democrats and liberals that drink Kool-Aid and just follow like a bunch of drunk sheep. The Clinton with the Clintons and the Gores and the John Edwards, who it's most obvious this is one of the most false human beings in the world, and there's people out there, Democrat sheep, who will put an Edwards campaign sign in their yard.
Is there a Democrat that you think is a good politician?
A good politician?
Yeah,
they're all brilliant. Bill Clinton's the greatest politician of all time. Mm-hmm. Has to be, because he's full of shit.
No, oh, okay.
He's a vile human being and became president, so he's obviously a great politician. A good person? That's a whole different story, do I wonder.
Well, you know what? Let's leave politics behind, because I tell you why. You're much more involved in it, and you would win every argument, because I don't have a lot of information to...
That.
No, really. But you know, I mean, you're a staunch Republican, conservative.
I'm back.
Yeah, okay, forget the Republican. You're a conservative.
She's hot.
You're a conservative.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, you like her.
I love her.
Okay.
I love her. I want to touch her.
I see your Yankees chain.
Yes,
I
went to Yankee games back in New York. I did. I ate pizza. They were laughing at me. My family was laughing at me. This is why I can't talk about politics with friends. I consider you guys friends way before I consider you coworkers. I just can't talk politics
Absolutely.
With you because I turn into such a jerk. Johnny Damon and I just don't talk about it anymore unless we're on the air.
Yeah.
in that 10-minute transition in the afternoon, when politics comes up, it gets ugly in a second.
Really?
So yeah, that's why I don't talk politics with friends, and I consider you guys friends.
Why I'm like, oh, Yankees, Susie, change the subject.
So yeah, right? Your girls are good at that. But I saw your photos online. You were topless with the...
bottle caps.
With the bottle caps on your boobs.
And the railing.
That's not on our website, though.
No.
It's on my website.
On your website.
It's on.
At least he moved it from the first page. My God, he had it right
Raleigh.
There, right?
Yeah. She had her topless photos front and center on her own damn website.
I have to tell you, I have nothing to do with that website. Absolutely not. I don't know how to do anything with computers. It's a very good friend of mine that's putting that whole thing together.
Yeah, she has nothing to do with it. She just gave it her name with all her pictures.
Hey, I'm sitting here. I'm just a bystander watching it. I was as horrified. I'm like, oh, my God. There are my boobs right there, front and center.
Yeah, and it's funny because, like, the bottle caps really don't...
Don't do much.
They don't. I wouldn't have even known there were bottle caps on them.
Did you... you just thought I had black nipples?
It was from afar. I'm sitting... I didn't, like, really... squint. No, I didn't think you had black nipples, but
why's it got to be about color?
You should have been here.
It was.
Now,
did you actually go to the
I went
with his son, with his 15-year-old son?
Oh good yeah, you kidding? Yeah, we got a lot of good pictures, and
you are his hero.
You should have seen his son. Like I'd never met his son before.
All of a sudden,
he came right up to me and he's like, "Hey, you're Susie." I was like, "Oh my God, a little Sam."
He's like, awesome.
He was so cute.
I want to say Sean, right? I'm blanking. Yeah, Sean. Sean is awesome.
And the first time he meets her, she's topless, right?
Yeah,
and he's having a blast.
See, this is why you know. This is the thing. Jewish dads are the coolest dads.
we can't hear you.
Jewish dads.
He's like, yeah, I can't hear that.
I know, the listeners.
Jewish dads are the coolest, especially the ones from Israel. Especially the ones that
How
are native.
How do you know that?
Because I grew up, I know what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's from Long Island. Oh, my God. He needs some
yeah,
fucking coffee.
No, it's the thing. No. Because an Israeli dad is like, he needs to see boobs. This is what he's about. He needs to go and see the boobs and get over it, and then he can deal with women, and he will not be. My boy needs to just look at the boobs and not be hypnotized by them. He needs to see them
like
and know
his father.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I see him suffering as a 15-year-old who's like all the hormones are raging, you know, and the testosterone. And
you know,
yeah,
the kid went home and threw one too.
But probably, I'm sure he rubbed a few out.
He rubbed more than a few.
This
out.
Is
yeah.
your son. Oh my God!
I know. That's why. I don't want
his
to talk
son
about
is
it,
co-host.
But yeah, but I mean, he's
he's a good kid. Yeah, he's a good boy. He's a good man.
And he's a male.
You're helping him. You, Susie, helped him transition. I tell you what, there were a couple of really sexy women at that rally when I saw the
video.
They
were Raelians. Did you know that? Did you know it was a rally in March?
You know what the Raelians are?
I know all about
the Raelians. And we didn't know about it until we saw their
swastika.
The star David with a swastika in the middle.
Now, the Raelians, I didn't know there were any that were still alive.
Oh, yeah. Their leader's name is Rael.
Right.
And I think they're based in Canada or something. And it's a cult.
But
so, like, I totally had no idea, you know, that this was a rally in March. And so I randomly just put on this long, white, flowy skirt with my beer bottle tops. And I get there, and all of the other women are wearing long, white, flowy skirts.
I noticed that, too. I swear to God, when I noticed that as well. And I thought that they put it out in the literature or in the fly saying, this is what we've decided to wear. For uniformity, we're asking you to wear a flowing white skirt.
It was completely random. Pure coincidence.
Wow.
So, and I have no idea that, I'm like marching in the middle of this rally thing, and they're all like, you know, putting their arms around me. They're like, oh, join us, sister. And I'm marching along like, yay, boobies. And meanwhile, my boyfriend was there, and he was like, you're fucking crazy. These are fucking Raelians. I'm getting the fuck out of here. This is fucking ridiculous.
You know what? Could have been worse. Could have been Scientologists.
Yeah,
I know. I bartended a party for
Scientologists. You know what? I don't know that Scientology is any worse. I'll be honest with you. I mean, you go in there.
Any better, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It could have been worse if they were Scientologists. Because you know what? Raelians, it's like Raelian who? Raelian Chameleon. Raelians. But Scientologists, they'll get you. They'll put the digs in you, and they'll f you. They'll f you from working. They'll f you up in this town. Have you ever been at an event, or you said you worked at the
Celebrity Scientology thing?
Have you ever been like in the middle of downtown or at a farmer's market or something like that, and they're there doing readings or on the sidewalk sometimes? We were in Manhattan in the theater district, and they had set up a bunch of tables, and they were doing readings, and they were doing different things, like trying to get the public to sign up. And I was walking behind, and like the person, the Scientology person, their back was to me, and so like the person they got from to sit down was facing out, and I just walked by and I stopped and I stood behind the Scientologist guy, and I went like this to the guy going, I waved my fingers. I just forgot I was on the radio. I wiggled my fingers, went boogie 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 boogie, like that, you know. And the guy was like kind of laughing and feeling stupid that he was even sitting down. And every time I walk past, because I'm Ventura Boulevard, not far from where you live, is a Scientology bookstore.
Oh yeah, that's right,
near that Starbucks. And I go walking. Anytime I go walking past it, I look. I walk past the girl in the window, and I go like that.
Oh no!
Just to totally f at them, because they're nuts.
I know. They totally are crazy. I actually left. I left the gala with like a whole goodie bag full of literature and DVDs. Actually, for all of my crazy party friends, you know, that take acid and all kinds of ecstasy and everything else.
Yeah.
I have this whole DVD on Creating a Drug-Free World by the Scientologists.
Mm.
So I'm actually sending it to them as like a mass present when they're going to have one of their next like drug binge parties.
There you go. The thing is that those Scientologists. First of all. But actually, one thing about the Raelians. What was it with the? What is the connection between Top Freedom and the Raelians?
Yeah, that's the point. Is that I think they wanted just an event to draw attention,
right?
And like they really care about whether women can walk around with their boobs out or not. You know?
Yeah, I'm wondering what the connection with their.
Yeah, there's an agenda behind it. Obviously.
Well, I think it's actually kind of like a sexual cult too.
True.
Like, all cults are, but you know, this one, Franzi and I were looking it up on their webpage, and they were saying, you know, if you're a pedophile, you know, we have no interest in this, and blah, blah, blah. So I think they just want to be perverts, and they want women to be able to be topless.
I tell you, there was one very sexy woman. There was
the blonde hair?
No, there was a brunette who was quite normal looking.
That could have been the one we had
45,
on the show.
45.
Yeah, it's either Laura or
in one of
Nadine.
The, or in,
Nadine.
In one of the videos that was running, I think it was on...
The news?
Yes.
They totally butchered my interview in that.
Right. Later on in the interview, they had this one brunette who was talking and talking and talking and talking. She was...
I think that was Nadine.
That is
this
Nadine.
Was the organizer.
She's who was in here?
She's like, did she have like a kind of a French accent and stuff?
I had it muted.
Yeah. Oh.
I really couldn't give a shit what anybody was saying.
TJ, that's hysterical.
Couldn't give a shit what they were talking about. It was all about, oh my God, they're topless.
Yeah. The only thing is they made him wear those pasties that look like
nipples.
Yeah,
well, at least those things, from a distance, they kind of just looked like nipples.
Yeah.
It really wasn't, you know. Isn't that just silly that you were legal or not legal?
Uh-huh.
A bottle cap makes it legal.
I know.
Yeah,
that's just
silly. That is amazing. It's amazing how people, you know, it's almost arbitrarily making laws, you know?
Yeah.
With no logic, no nothing.
Yeah. It's tacky.
I think it's amazing how our conversation always turns to boobs.
Well... It's
always,
got to.
Always.
So I was in New York, and I had loads of pizza.
And did you see a lot of boobs there?
I saw tons. We were at the beach. Actually, I tell you what, I was saying to my brother-in-law, I was even saying to my wife, saying, you know, the occurrence of a hottie here at the beach was really, the numbers were way down.
Really?
The
That's
numbers
not
were
LA.
Down. It's not L.A. Yeah. And even
no, I've been thinking the beaches in L.A., you know, the occurrences of hotties are way down, too.
Yeah.
I think hotties are getting lazy and wanting to just stay home or go to the mall. I think hottie display techniques or tactics are now more club and restaurant oriented and
absolutely.
Not so much beach.
It's also because the beaches have been overrun by the same people that have overrun our country and our city.
It's a lot of fat
Mexicans, you can say fat Mexicans.
I wasn't going to say
standing there roasting their pigs. It's nasty. It is just I tell you, I go exercising at Sherman Oaks Van Nuys Sherman Oak Park right there on Hazeltine, and every Monday morning after the Mexican soccer league on Sunday, you know, they take over the entire park.
Yeah.
It's a big pile of mess.
And I will say, you know what I mean? I keep getting surprised. Like, if I'm in a Starbucks or something, you know, I'm a people watcher, and so I'll watch the people walking by. Mm. And, you know, a lot of the times I'll see, like, a hot woman from behind, you know, great perky ass, like, strong thighs and everything. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'll think it's, like, some cute, like, 22-year-old girl. She'll turn around, and she's, like, 60. And I'm like,
Yeah.
It totally freaks me out. It's like a Frankenstein woman, because like you don't expect like this old lady face with this like tight
funny.
Ass.
Yeah.
I've been getting a lot of those lately.
Really?
Yeah, there are a lot of them around.
That's
a lot
LA.
Of fossil
yeah,
arms.
LA will do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, imagine the dismay being a guy. How many times that happens to be a fella?
Oh no,
that happens a lot.
I was actually watching that on Jerry Springer yesterday.
It happens a lot. I'll actually like from across the subway go, ooh, hey,
oh no.
And then you just go, God damn it. Yeah, all right, okay.
The surgeons are getting better, though, these days.
Yeah, the Brazilian implant, the butt lifts, I think it's a Brazilian butt lift or whatever it's called, but it's all about rounding out and lifting up the ass cheeks and stuff like that to make it more like a Latina woman.
You could just do like leg lifts and get the same effect.
But that
requires effort.
I one time interviewed a not for this show, but I interviewed in my showbiz career. I interviewed a Playboy. She became a friend, a Playboy model, and her name was Isabella Fortea. If you Google her, Isabella Fortea. She had maybe hands down the best ass I've ever like personally physically been in the room with.
Really,
one of my knowing all the dancers that I know through my wife and her job and stuff. I've been around.
I'm about to have you grab my ass right now.
Her ass is absolutely, arguably in the top five, maybe the best ever.
Wait, to look or to touch?
Both.
Okay.
And I asked her what the hell, and she said it was all about rollerblading and Stairmaster.
Rollerblading.
She said back in the day. I'm dating myself, and that's 80s right there.
No, rollerblading people still rollerblade.
And Stairmaster.
Yeah. I can't stand rollerbladers. I really can't.
Why?
Because they take up my fucking bike path. I swear to God, I took one out the other day because he fucking was not yielding to me. It's like, bikes only. Dare he not fucking yield. Bikes only. I swear to God, I turn into like a miserable, like grumpy old lady when I'm on the bike path and the rollerbladers are like, hey, arms spread, and they're just like legs flying all over the place with their tight asses.
Now you're speaking derisively about their tight asses, but you're proud of yours.
Yes, absolutely.
Because you do what? Now, how do you maintain?
Well, I maintain my tight ass now with bicycling, mm-hmm. but actually, you know, you'd probably be familiar with it. Because no, just because I grew up as a ballet dancer myself, yes. mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where it began.
Yes,
the tightness.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. No, it's a ballet dance, all that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to be active. Produce. You know, you got to be active because
mm-hmm.
the body's like. Yes. You know, it's funny, but...
Says Sam, who sits and does nothing all
exactly.
day.
Exactly. Fucking... Well, does nothing.
We're going to take a break so I can go get the cigarette. Yes. And we'll be back. We'll be back to talk more about fitness in a few minutes. I'm Sam. Poor, this is Susie.
Poor Sam.
Yeah, time to attack Sam. Well, fuck you both.
See, he's getting irritable because he hasn't had a cigarette in 20 minutes.
He's getting irritable because you brought it up.
I did. That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No.
Well, I'm never... I tell you what, I smoked for a long time, and I'm never, ever, ever going to be one of those annoying... I don't bug you about smoking, right? There's a lot of people I probably do. I don't do it. I'll never become one of those.
Yeah, why would you? I mean, it's like a personal thing,
yes,
I think, for someone
to smoke.
I will
never be a holy... And that's also part of being a conservative is, you know what? My life, your life, and I got to take responsibility for mine. And I quit smoking, but I'm still a complete F-up in like 90% of the rest of my life. You know what I mean? Yeah. I got a lot of other stuff that I got to worry about and take care of that other people are better at.
People that nag you for like your bad habits, things like drinking or for smoking, especially for the smoking, I mean, that just gets ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to fucking kill people. It's like, you know what? It's my choice, like, if I'm going to do something like
totally,
this.
Totally, totally. I can't stand those holier than
thou. And I bet you most of them are conservatives, the ones that do that.
Oh. It's actually because, liberals that...
Because conservatives have to have everybody do things their way.
You know what? Here's the thing.
He's got his panties in a bunch now.
Actually, this is what fascinates me. No, but this is what fascinates me. It's what you just said is actually the opposite of the truth, though.
Okay. All right.
No, because you'll be hard-pressed to find a Republican or a conservative who has been behind any anti-smoking...
okay, but abortion, for example, aren't they the ones that are telling women what to do with their bodies?
Those are
conservatives.
Well, now, you're talking about
they're telling
a big
them what not
issue.
To do.
Well, you're actually talking about a big issue. I wouldn't put smoking bans and other stuff in the same realm as abortion. Abortion, it comes down to an ethical issue.
Well,
go ahead.
No, it's about we know how to do things and you should do things our way. I don't see that with liberals, but maybe there is. I'm not talking about the politicians
right,
now. I'm
right.
talking about the
right.
average man
well,
on
because,
the street.
Well, this, but that's what I'm saying. Is it yes? But I don't think you can use the same terminology. Mm-hmm. I think when you're talking about anti-smoking or you're talking about liberal ideas in schools, that's when you use the terminology of do things the way we do it, only our way. That's when you use that kind of rhetoric terminology. Yeah. When it comes to something like abortion, you have to understand is that there are people that look at it as an ethical issue. Mm. And it's not so much do it like we do it. It's not that. That terminology should be saved for like typical issues.
Right.
For something like abortion, it's about are you murdering?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? Are you murdering? That is where conservatism, this is why it's such a huge, huge earth-moving issue. Because you are talking about life and death.
Right.
And to know that people out there, there are people out there, first of all, and I found one woman who was linked to, there was a website with the topfree.org or whatever it was, whatever that website.
Gortopless.org.
Yeah, I remember when the subject first came up, I went to that site when I was doing my show to take a look at it. And I ended up just sort of linking down and going through, and there was a woman there who is a professor at, I think, USC, she might be UCLA, who is actually she's not pro-choice. She's pro-abortion. There are people out there who don't want to just see it as, listen, you got your mainstream politicians who say, we want to see everybody across the board. Most of them say, we want to see abortion legal but rare.
Mm.
That's how you'll hear Hillary talk about it. That's how you'll hear a lot of people say, we want to see it legal, but we do want it rare. We don't want to, okay.
DJ, I actually have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. She didn't want to take birth control like her whole life because she didn't want to get fat.
Right.
She actually uses abortions as a method of birth control. She's had like 5 or 6 abortions.
That's despicable.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And now, so here's the thing though, Sam. It branches off into the subject of of late-term abortion. Literally, yep. Sam, the woman gives birth, mm-hmm. and then they kill it. Mm-hmm. Halfway. They deliver the
partial
baby.
Partial birth abortion.
Partial birth abortion is which, actually, that's the terminology. And the Democrats, the liberals, will make sure that they call it late-term abortion, which is sadly what I just called it. Partial birth abortion mm-hmm. is what it is.
That's murder.
I mean, we're talking about thumbs, fingerprints, hair. Right now, I mean, my wife is only not quite 5 months pregnant. She's 4.5 months pregnant. This baby, okay, and it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You hear that? You know, when you listen to the terminology, you know when people know that they're crossing an ethical line. When somebody refuses to call it a baby,
and it's
they
a fetus.
Only refer to it as a fetus. Mm-hmm. And on the same day, it's a fetus in here. But it's out and crying, and it's had its bum smacked, and now it's a baby?
Right.
Now it's, you know.
Let me ask you this, TJ.
Yeah.
You're going to have, a daughter?
Not sure.
I'm hoping for a girl.
Aww.
Okay. Yeah. I'm confusing it with my sister-in-law. Yeah. Because you guys get pregnant at about the same time.
I got to talk to Lulu about this stuff.
But so she's going to have a girl. But let's say you're blessed, you get a girl.
Yes.
Okay? And she grows up, and God forbid.
Right.
Okay? God forbid she gets raped.
Right.
Okay, and then she gets pregnant.
Right.
What do you do?
That is, you know what? There you go. It's when you get into a subject this big, you hit these brick walls.
It's not the baby's fault.
It's not
the baby's fault.
Take the morning after pill if you get raped.
Yeah, but
you know, okay. I mean, listen,
but what if his daughter decided to keep it?
Well, that was her choice.
Well, that's your choice. Yeah, I mean, look, there is adoption. There is, look, I had to go through this. I had to confront this earlier when we first started, first as BBS, back in the day. I was in the middle of doing these classes where a friend of mine, I'm Catholic, one of the kids' parents, who she's been friends with for a long time, a friend of the family, who wanted to become confirmed as a Catholic. She was never baptized or confirmed as a Catholic. She wanted to do that, and she was in the middle of taking these classes. She needed a sponsor. So over the winter, up until Easter, I was this woman's sponsor, and every Tuesday night we went to these classes. And one of the nights, the subject was about cardinal sins and mortal sins and all that stuff. And the subject of, as it invariably would, the subject of abortion came up. And there are evidently, and this is tough for me to even swallow, there are absolutes, for example, in the Catholic Church. There mm-hmm. are absolutes, and one of them is abortion absolutely cannot happen, even in the case of, as difficult as it is to swallow, rape, incest, murder. Now, there are things that few Catholic power people would really talk about, but there are backroom dealings. There are smoky backrooms in every aspect of life, even in religious life.
Especially in religious life.
And but then again, also, the other thing is, too, is that, you know, a religion with absolutes like that has its backups. Mm. Which one of the backups or the buffers for an absolute-type religion like that is confession. If somebody was to go to confession, was to go and have an abortion, absolution can be had. You can go to confession and be absolved of the right. sin.
Okay, but that's religion, TJ. We're not talking about religion.
Well,
you know,
we are talking about an ethical thing. And so me, I say if my daughter was raped, God forbid, honestly, to be totally honest with you, I would go have to have a talk with my priest because that's how I live my life. Right. I'd have to sit down with a priest.
Would you want her to have an abortion?
I would. It's a tough one.
Okay, that's why. Think about it until next time. Give us an answer.
But I'm saying it is tough. You know.
Yeah, it is tough, and that's exactly what I'm saying. Is that you can't make like sweeping decisions for everybody. You know.
Right.
And there's got to be exceptions. There's got to be allowances for special cases and so forth. But if you allow it for special case. But it's still murder based on your
you say there's an old phrase, you know, some people are sicker than others in terms of life, you know, some are sicker than others in certain ways and aspects, and, you know, and some people are more this and more that, and there's varying degrees of whatever. You know what I mean? Listen, there's bad people. There's a guy who will swindle you for the price of a used car, and then there's Osama bin Laden. There's two versions of, you know, there's extremes of bad.
Right.
When it comes to partially delivering a 7 or 8 month old baby and then killing it.
Yeah.
You know, man, that's a hell of a lot different than, you know, going with the vacuum at 9 weeks.
Right.
The vacuum.
Yeah. And the thing is that there are people out there, powers that be, mm-hmm. there are people out there in power positions in the Democrat Party liberals out there who think nothing about that life that is partially born.
Right.
Think nothing of it. Okay. And that, to me, is a creepy way to lead a society.
Okay. All right.
Yes, thank you. I agree. I agree with the applause.
And and on that note, we're at the top of the show. Susie.
Yes, Sammy Sam.
Thanks for making it on time. I mean, it was still on time, just about. Just about.
He's a very generous man.
I started talking about the stock market and everything, which is really worrying me because,
really?
I mean, it's dropping 200 points every day, you know? I mean,
really?
It's
you have a lot of investments.
No, not a lot, but I've already lost quite a bit on Google, which at first made me rich in like a month.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, between October of last year and December, I made over 50%. Profit on the Google stock.
Wow.
And now it's
Do you
down.
Still have it?
Yeah, I still
Good,
have it.
Because they're about to come out with their phone.
Right.
And their phone operating system and that whole thing. And I think also they're about to come out with, there's a whole other Google thing that's about to come out.
A browser.
An entire, so
yeah, I got it already.
Fine.
It's called Chrome.
You'll be okay.
It's pretty cool. But I mean, Google is the internet, you know.
Yeah.
It's just because the economy is bad, they're falling as well. But no, this is a long-term
Is Chrome good?
It's okay.
Do you use Firefox?
Yeah, I do.
I like Firefox. I use that at home.
Yeah. I started using it because almost on every computer, Internet Explorer just screws up the computer.
Absolutely.
Freezes, you know, anything.
All the pop-ups and everything.
Yeah. You know, so I just I use Firefox. And I wasn't that impressed with Chrome, you know. I mean, it's very basic. There's no menus or anything, you know. So, but it lets you do what you need to do, you know.
Interesting.
So, at any rate, it's always good to have a little bit more variety. But, Susie, you take care.
Yes, yes.
TJ, you have a great show. Don't forget to catch TJ at noon today and every day during the week.
Yes.
And are you doing only politics now, or are you still doing some of the funny characters?
Well,
I've been looking for those.
Yeah, I'm going to start getting back to the funny characters.
You need to get to that.
Yeah,
okay. Otherwise, I'm taking off the promo that says you're a funny
No, well, I'm still funny. Hey, I'm funny when I'm talking to Tamika. Tamika Drew's going to be on the show today, my liberal, insane African-American guest.
Cool.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
interesting shows. There.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Sam just hates politics.
No, I don't hate it. I just it kind of bores me, you know. So I mean,
if
when
anything
it's an
bores
issue
you, I could totally look at your eyes and you just like glaze over and you're like, this
I'm like,
sucks.
Yeah, I'm out of here. You know, I'm checking out in no time at all. But that's just me. Don't worry about it. Anyway, sorry.
SARS.
Yeah, I just had to cough right in your ears. I'm telling you. Yeah, I see a smoker. Anyway, thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow right here, same time.